Shortwave Shindig calling.
Locación de juerga de onda corta.
You are listening to the Shortwave Shindig.
यह शॉर्टवेव शिंदिग की 77603 सेवा है।
This is the internally external service of the shortwave shindig.
This is the shortwave shindig.
This is the 10680 service of the shortwave shindig.
Shortwave Shindig, 广播电台。
الموجات القصيرة للحفلة.
This is the Australian voice of the shortwave shindig. That was the Australian voice of the shortwave shindig.
This is the international service of the shortwave shindig.
You are tuned to the external service of the Shortwave Shindig.
This is the revolutionary voice of the Shortwave Shindig.
Here is a Swiss chronometer to give you the exact time.
This brings us up to the time for the old-fashioned hymn. Well, we've chosen one this morning that we know you're going to like because we like it just an awful lot.
Oh, well, your favorite DJ, he's red on the air. Turn your radio on and listen to the music. Turn your radio on and listen to the glory. Turn it on, yeah, and listen to the music. Get in touch with God. Say one more time. Turn your radio on. Just listen to the music. Turn your radio on, Lord, and listen to the glory.
Welcome to the Shortwave Shindig in Exile Pandemic Broadcast version 2.0. We're coming to you live, sort of, from the online Winter Shortwave Listeners Fest on WRMI Okeechobee, Florida, 7570 kHz Shortwave, and Wave Farms WGXC, ACRA 90.7 FM in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. I'm David Gorin, spinning the dials here at Shindig HQ in Flatbush, Brooklyn, home of a very active pirate radio community, by the way. The Shortwave Shindig celebrates radio listening as a cultural and even spiritual experience, as evidenced by our theme song, Turn Your Radio On. This was a version by Reverend Julius Cheeks and the Four Gospel Knights. Now it's time to kick off our first set of deep listening curios with the Canadian poet Karen Schenfeld.
Shortwave. Luddite or keeper of the faith? Who can say? Not for him that wide world web's offerings, satellites, smorgasbord. Bittersweet winter nights you'll find him, well and away from the city's merciless hum, mid darkened field down, or top some chalk sea cliff fishing. the skies. His rod and reel, a portable Texan. Bundled against the cold, he slides the slider, rolls the dial, waves the telescoped antenna like a wand. If you ask, and even if you don't, he'll gladly tell you about cycles per second, sun-charged ions. Imagine a billiard ball bouncing back and forth off the banks. From beyond Earth's curve, a call sign's Morse code, German, Greek, Mandarin, or is it Korean? Some nights he swears he's eavesdropping on MI5. Here and now, it's All India Radio, Lata Mangeshkar, her silvered soprano tracing a carved shikara against blown cloud. Space bending her notes like Hendrix's wah-wah. What he likes best? Those whistles, pops, static buzz. Strange, unadorned, music of the spheres.
Jim Strader. I grew up in the projects in East Boston, not a, you know, pretty poor household. Noisy, could hear all the neighbors fighting all the time. It was crazy. When I was about 6 years old, I got my first transistor radio, and it became my friend, that radio. It's the only way I can go to bed at night, sleep at night, is put that under, drowned out. You know, the guys next door beating their kids or their wives, or, you know, it was just comfort to me. So I used to be awed by being able to listen to Chicago, St. Louis, Cleveland, Buffalo, Toronto, and all that. And when I was 12 years old, my brother gave up his paper route, and I was able to take it over. And when we delivered the money, we had to bring it down to downtown Boston. And there I discovered this one street that probably would be like Canal Street in New York, where it was just 14-foot-high glass windows with different radios. And there was this big, giant billboard thing, or those cardboard things with this lady laying on the ocean in the transoceanic, and I just stare at this and read all the writing, and it'd talk about, hearing anywhere in the world and the news when it happens and all this, and just a dream I could, you know, look at. Because this price, I forget what it was a lot of money, it was over $100 back then. And so a salesman comes out one day and goes, man, you really like that radio. You're always looking. I see you every Saturday. And I tell him, you know, well, I have a paper route. I bring my money up to the Boston Globe on the other side of the Common. And he goes, tell you what. He goes, here's my card. Here's the price of the radio. He goes, Christmas is coming up. He goes, show your old man that, you know, and see what he thinks. You know, I'm like, wow, you know, look at this, you know. So I take it home, and I remember, and I'm sitting there, and, you know, and hand it over to my father, and, you know, he was kind of an angry old bastard anyways. But he looks at it, and he goes, $169. He goes, that's more money than I take home in 2 weeks. There isn't a radio in the world that's worth that. And kind of flung it back at me, you know. So the next week, you know, I'm back there anyways, and I'm staring at this radio again. The salesman comes out, and he goes, what'd your dad say? And I says, my dad said it'd take 2 weeks of take-home pay to buy a radio like that. And, you know, money don't grow on trees or something like that. And the guy goes, really? And he started asking me where I lived and all this different stuff. He goes, hold on, kid. And he goes out back and he gets his brand new Transoceanic, fills it full of batteries and goes, come on with me. And we go out like in the middle of the street because they didn't allow traffic that way. It was mostly people walking and stuff. He goes, turn it on. And we sat there and read the directions together and how to get the different bands, man. I just couldn't believe what I could hear, you know, different languages that I had no idea what I was listening to, but looking at changing through all the dials and goes, hey, come by next Saturday, I'll let you play with it some more. And for like 2 years, you know, I went down to this electronics place and they'd let me play with these radios.
My name is Richard Cuff, and I am the co-chair of the Winter Shortwave Listeners Festival. My dad was an electrical engineer, and he built his first tube radio at age 8 in the 1930s. Of course, being like any rational father, he wanted to share his love of radio onto his son. So I remember 1 year he built a Lafayette Explorer, a super regenerative receiver kit. And gave that to me for Christmas, and that was my first shortwave radio. Had it up in my bedroom with wire running around the woodwork, three sides of the room. I distinctly remember the exotic sounding place of Hilversum, Holland, and the fact that I could listen to Radio Moscow at pretty much any time of the day or night, and there was always a frequency somewhere that was really easy to hear in Western New York State.
This is Moscow. Good evening, everybody. You are tuned to the North American service of Radio Moscow, operating in the 19, 25, and 31 meter band.
My name's Mike Rohde. I lived in California. My father was an electrical engineer and a radar engineer, and came home one day with a big Hammerland radio, and we put it in our garage, and he threw about 20 feet of copper wire on it and turned it on, and there was Radio Japan, like it was next door.
This is Radio Japan, the overseas broadcasting service of NHK in Tokyo.
I'm Harold Cones, and I'm from Newport News, Virginia. My first radio was a BC-312 military surplus tank radio, and my dad was electrical engineer. He brought it home from work, said, here, you might want to try something like this. Just turned it on, and when it warmed up,
now it's 12:45 Greenwich Mean Time.
I heard Big Ben chimes, and that hooked me. I was hooked for the rest of the time.
Die Radio Glücklich Welten Rundfunk hören werden aus dem zentralen Bereich der Europa. Wir innehalten für dieses musikalische Pause. Die Nachrichten werden 3 Minuten fortsetzen. Stehen.
I'm Rich D'Angelo, and I first encountered shortwave listening by accident. I was looking for something to do, and I was rummaging through the basement, and I discovered my brother's old Holocrafters S85 and turned it on. And it happened to be connected to an antenna, and me and two of my friends just kind of started tuning around and just developed an interest in all things radio. I still to this day remember our first real score in the shortwave world. We heard a boat out in the Atlantic that was having some engine problems, and it was a fishing boat. And we called the story into the New York Daily News, and they sent us a check for $1. And I remember going to the bank. There's two 14-year-old kids going to the bank to cash the check. And I still remember the teller looking us in the eye and saying, "How would you like that?" And we said, "Quarters, please." We had to split it.
Więcej muzyki, aby cieszyć się z uszu. Kolejny kawałek z nowy artystki w naszym programie. Ta piosenka nazywa się Miłość jest wieczna.
The most important story for me in the shortwave was when once I went to San Diego on vacation. I had gone to bar, no? Then I got home 2 a.m. and I said, in Peru it's 5 a.m. I'll try to listen to my own station, because everybody writes from other countries that they tune Radio Tarma. I'm the owner. Let's try it. Then I took a regular radio. The antenna wasn't too long, the normal antenna, and I tuned and I listened my own station. It was very emotional for me. For 25 minutes, more or less, from 5:05 to 5:30 in the morning, Peruvian time. It was very, very emotional for me to listen my own station, 5,000 kilometers or more.
This is the special English edition of the Short Wave Shin Dig.
Time for jazz. Willis Conover in Washington, D.C., with the Voice of America Jazz Hour.
A lot of jazz music had been played on the Voice of America program, Willis Conover. And through those programs, whole world, particularly Eastern Europe, learned about jazz music. In reality, up until late 80s, it was not officially forbidden, but you were like almost like marked. He's interested in jazz. He's with Western culture. He's potentially enemy of the state.
The story of the Mulligan Quartet is told by Richard Bach, an important figure in the history of that group, from whose comments we quote on tonight's program.
I'm Gary Neal. The very first radio I ever bought was at the 13th World Boy Scout Jamboree in 1971 at the PX in Japan. And it was an analog radio with, you know, AM and, you know, three shortwave bands, and you basically had to tune it by just turning the knobs. And you got lucky if you heard anything, because you weren't exactly on a particular frequency like a digital radio is today. And I was very good at, you know, hearing, you know, stations throughout the world, not really having any information. It was, you know, a lot of it by guess and by gosh, finding the things. And it was very, very interesting for a young kid. to, you know, hear stations all over the world and get the verification cards. Of course, my parents were a little worried because every so often back in the day, I was getting a communist country sending me cards and literature from getting the verifications.
I'm Chris Lobdell from Tewksbury, Massachusetts, and I got started in shortwave radio probably in 1961. I was fooling around down cellar with this old console model radio, and it had a shortwave band on it, so I was tuning around and I heard this interval signal for the Voice of America. At that time it was called Columbia, the Gem of the Ocean, their old interval signal, and I said, wow, Voice of America. And then I heard the BBC, and I think it was they were doing a newscast on the end of the Algerian War, so I was all excited and I ran upstairs and told my dad the Algerian War was over, and he was a little upset I woke him up from his nap.
This song has a complex combination. It exists on the 550 shortwave station. Skype from Moscow to Bermuda!
DCB radio edition of the shortwave shindigi. 10-4 good buddy.
Oh, country boy and a country boy network. Live. I go home and I climb that old stairway. And I tell myself, tomorrow's a new day. But I know I'll just go out again and spend my time with my new next of kin. So brother jukebox and sister wine and mother freedom, father time, since she left me by myself, you're the only family that I got left. You're the only family that I got left. Country boy time.
We got a little problem with your channel 29. Tap it and don't put that profanity in there, because you'll be direct violation. No profanity. You ain't heard a profanity thing out of my brain, because I can think faster than you can. I can talk faster than you can. And I'm moving faster than you can. No profanity out there, weak little unit. Give them FCC. This is going to be a clear channel.
Thank you.
That's the organ-playing CB Troll, the Condor, that I recorded off of my Panasonic RF-2200 in Washington, D.C. around 1987. We started off that set with the poem Shortwave by Karen Schenfeld. Then we heard a slew of shortwave origin stories from winter shortwave listening fest goers like the late Jim Strader, then the sons of electrical engineers Richard Cuff, Mike Rohde, and Harold Cones, along with Nassau's own Richard D'Angelo, Mario Monteverdi of Radio Tarma, jazz trumpeter Valerie Ponomarev, Gary Neal, and Chris Lobdell. After that, we heard the band Gentle Revolution with Shortwave Radio. I think I'm in love with my shortwave radio, they sing. Yes, I think I am too. That was followed by Country Boy on the Country Boy Network, and winding up with the Condor in his bunker somewhere around National Airport. Okay, it's time to dive back into another deep listening set, but first we're going to transmit the Shortwave Shindig and Nassau logos as an MFSK file, which can be decoded using the FL Digi program, which you can find at w1hjk.com. Gentle people, start your decoders.
This is the ham radio edition of the Shortwave Shindig. How's the weather up there?
Mash note, surreptitiously sent to the poacher's wife. I cannot keep this secret any longer. Not from you. Allow me to confess. I want you, madam, madly. It's not, of course, what you say, but oh my, that cocksure precision, that saucy way you lift your voice just then. In my mind's eye, I dress you up in riding attire, cap, breeches, boots, stiffened crop in hand. 02588. 02588. You'll need no one-time pad to decode my desire. It's set down plainly in the text of flesh and blood. Some say you are fake, an electromagnetic hoax. Ha! I won't give you away. Madam, have no fear. Listen for my knock some shiny night in the season of the year. Thank you.
And we're back. We started off that set with some tweedly deedly deedly deedling, which was our transmission of the Shortwave Shindig and Naswa logos via an MFSK file. Got to be careful how you say that. Of course, even a six-year-old knows that that stands for Multiple Frequency Shift Keying, don't they? Then we heard Mash Note, surreptitiously sent to the poacher's wife, by poet Karen Schenfeld, followed by a spot of natural radio and some of my shortwave recordings from the mists of time, Firedrake jamming of a decade or so ago, and then Radio Tahiti and Radio Zaracai from Ecuador, which I recorded in the mid-80s. Speaking of archives, it's time for a chat with the overlord of the shortwave radio archive, Thomas Witherspoon.
Meet the archivist, the shortwave archivist.
Hey, Thomas, how are things going with the Shortwave Archive this year?
So yeah, there have been some really exciting things happening this year at the Shortwave Archive. You know, it's really interesting. When we first got this project going, I always imagined it being, you know, primarily a resource for SWLs who are interested in kind of reliving a lot of the stations that are no longer on the air and some of their memories from early on, you know, in shortwave radio listening. And of course, archiving and capturing all these things for people to use in the future. But musicians and artists have really used it as a resource way more than I would have ever guessed. A few years ago, we were written up in the Wire magazine in the UK as a wonderful resource for, you know, audio samples and things. And last year, I was contacted by Stuart Fox with the Cities in Memory audio project, this huge sound project that is just absolutely amazing. I followed them over the years. And they were interested in using our archive as a source of material and inspiration for artists to make their own projects and pieces of audio work. And I was just blown away and, of course, agreed for them to use anything and everything they wanted to. And it's been absolutely amazing. It was just released on World Radio Day this year in February, and over 120 artists took part in it.
Wow, that's amazing.
One of the really cool things about it is I often wonder sometimes when we're putting these audio samples and recordings in the archive, I go to great lengths to tag them and categorize them and tag them with things like the year that they were recorded initially, the language, the country in question, of course, the broadcaster, and then other little pieces of information. So when Stuart first approached me about it, and he was kind of asking for advice about going through, because we have hundreds and hundreds of recordings in there, I was able to actually pull, you know, out these categories and tags and say, you know, look at this. Like, here's a way that you can pull up all of the number station recordings, all of the station IDs, all of the interval signals, all of the music and things like that that we've tagged in there. And so then they took the samples, and some of them, you know, there are a few that really just kind of made their audio piece, like literally laid it on top of the recording. So the recording's fairly well intact. Then others just took little samples and things from the recording and turned it into an art piece. And it's really fascinating to see the different varieties of recordings that they used and the work that they did.
So what were some of your favorite sounds that you'd like to feature?
So being a really big fan of time stations, I really loved one of the ones that use CHU Canada. And I found that it was just such a fascinating and creative way to use CHU as kind of a backdrop, you know, the beat backdrop. And the piece is called Ottawa Shortwave. I just thought it was a really good treatment of that original sort of, it was actually a leap second recording from CHU Canada. And they did a wonderful job with that. And actually, that one made it on the album release from the Shortwave Transmissions Project.
Thank you.
That was Ottawa Shortwave, a favorite entry of Thomas Witherspoon's from the Cities and Memories competition, which used sounds from Thomas's shortwave radio archive.
Alligator sneaking through the Okeechobee Swamp. Around the turn of midnight.
Before we go, let's check in with Jeff White at WRMI down in Okeechobee, Florida, by whose good graces we are on the air tonight, to see what's up with the shortwave radio biz these days.
Well, you know, there was sort of a bump, actually. I mean, I can tell, you know, just by the correspondence that we receive, that there are a lot of people who are still just discovering or rediscovering shortwave. A lot of people have found radios, old radios, in their closets and dug them out and cleaned them off and and started listening. And a lot of people are, you know, just buying new radios and just getting into shortwave for the first time. It's amazing the number of messages that we get, you know, from people who say, I turned on my radio and you're the first station I've heard. And they are people of all ages, as far as we can tell. So it's really inspiring in a way.
What do you think is driving people's interest?
Well, perhaps international events. Right now we have, of course, the situation in Ukraine, which has probably, I'm sure, caused a lot of people to start listening to shortwave again, to get perspectives of different countries on what's going on. But international events in general, I think people have a lot of interest in. And as you know, shortwave has always been called crisis radio. And so whenever there's a crisis or a major news event or something, that always encourages people to listen to shortwave. Now, some of them, of course, will be listening on the internet, but there's a lot of stuff that you can't get on the internet that is available on shortwave. And we still find a lot of people prefer to listen on the radio as opposed to the internet, even if they have that capability.
Gray line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. Gray line fever, DX is flying by between antenna poles. The wrinkles in my forehead show the stations I've logged behind me. They continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with gray line fever in my soul. I wonder what makes a man keep pushing on. What makes me keep on humming this old shortwave song? I've listened round the world 1,000 times or more. I ain't tuned one single place that I ain't heard before. Gray line fever, sing it with me. Gray line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. A sickness born down deep within my soul. Gray line fever, DX keeps flying by between antenna poles.
Gray line fever.
Saul Brody.
That's Greyline Fever, as poignantly rendered by our resident folk laureate Saul Brody. As you probably know, I co-wrote that with Merle Haggard during our time in San Quentin, where there's not much to do except listen to the radio. Well, folks, the clock on the wall tells us that we have to wrap up the Shortwave Shindig in Exile Pandemic Edition 2022, and we'll take the show out over Ned Sublet's Disappear Into the Cracklin' Sound.
California, leaving Albuquerque behind. There was shitty dip 9 mile hill. I was lighting up and I was having a good time. I turned on the radio when I got out of town. Just to listen to that Albuquerque radio station disappear into the crackling sound. 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 Disappear. Crackling sound. Lordy, I listened to that Albuquerque radio station disappear into the crackling sound. I was out in the middle of nowhere, but my radio was cranked. I had an AM Philco in my Ford Pinto, and I thought I heard old Hank singing out from Fort Worth through the heavenly noise. On the little bitty speakers turned all the way up where the treble opened up all the way. Perforated metal resistor to the dasher resonated and fractured and sprayed the sound all over the windshield and bounced off the glass to me. Yeah, and rattled up the motor and the flutter of the whip band. Then as I stepped on the gas, played the most beautiful chord that I ever heard. And I just lost and went down.
Thanks to Thomas Witherspoon and Jeff White for the interviews, Karen Schenfeld for the poems, and all who told their shortwave origin stories. Thanks to Lee Rosevere and Ryan Stively for their musical contributions. Also to Chris Johnson for our amazing interval signal medley at the top of the show. Please stay tuned on this frequency for the best of shortwaves long distance, audio works inspired by the sounds of the shortwave radio spectrum and the long distance listening experience sponsored by Wave Farm, Montez Press Radio, and the North American Shortwave Association. Thanks also to Wave Farm's Galen Joseph Hunter and Tom Rowe for airing this program on WGXC and wavefarm.org. Our executive producers are Richard Cuff and John Figliozzi. I'm David Gorin, 73s and 88s to everybody. Stay tuned, stay well, and we hope to see you all next year at the next Winter SWL Fest in person.
Capacitive discharge and as the rain fell down, the voice of the preacher I was listening to disappeared in the crackling sound. And as the lightning flashed out around, I disappeared through the crackling sound. Disappeared through the crackling sound. Disappeared through the crackling sound. I disappeared through the crackling sound. And I got to San Diego in the morning.
And yes, we EQSL. Please send reception reports to shortwaveology@gmail.com.
Shortwave Shindig calling.